the book pitch. I told her the first part just like I'm telling you now, how it came to me out of the darkness, the water trickling and the candles whispering like God was asleep with his head on my pillow. And after shaking me awake, how someone handed me my faith and a mouthful of prayers and a list of commandments, and I stuffed them in my pockets like a scarf and matching gloves for whatever weather might be coming. And then they handed me a catechism with lots and lots of questions, and every question had its answer hand in hand, and every answer had to be learned word for word and had to be given back to prove that I got it, because only then would I get to tell my sins inside a dark box. Only then would I get to swallow God and wear a white dress. Only then would my forehead be anointed and my face slapped. Then I told her the second part, the part where I lost it, not bit by bit like when you wear a hole through your sock, but suddenly like when you leave your scarf on a bus or drop a glove off your lap when you step out of a car. And it wasn't because of my drinking days with my sassy friends or my backseat nights with the high school boys, because none of that could put a crack in it. All of that was only noise outside the soundproof room, the room that was God, and his voice that was silence, and the catechism on his lap so no unauthorized question could get in, unless, and he wasn't expecting this, unless someone threw one in when he wasn't looking, a question through his window, a question wrapped around a stone, a question like a storm that could blow out all the pages of his book, while I raced around the room wondering, where did I lose my scarf? My question wasn't anything profound. It was only surprising it hadn't occurred to me sooner. It was, how can it be someone's time? I mean, how does he make it so someone will die? I mean, if he was in the room with me, how could he be so busily arranging to have some family driving down the highway and some drunk guy crossing the divide at the exact same moment just to make it someone's time for the whole bunch of them? Unless he was a madman or a lie. That's when I told him he had to go and take everything with him, my faith and his catechism and his list of commandments, just as if it were his time. And when I told her that, she said, this would make a terrific book, the kind we really like to publish, the kind people are always looking for. Go on, she said. And I said, go on with what? And she said, the third part, the part everyone wants, the part where you find something better than God. Go on. Go on.